Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
It seems like every election season the same drama plays out. It seems the future of our great democratic republic and its brilliant model hangs in the balance. The chasm widens, so they say, between Republican and Democrat. The rapid and fierce race of the left to the further left leaves so many of us concerned. The pressure is for those conservative, right-thinking Judeo-Christian Americans to leak more to the left in order to placate some sense of unity. Friends, that's called compromise, and it's wrong. Let me say this very clearly. Division is sometimes a very good thing. If you think sexualization of children is tolerable, if you think abortion is not that big of a deal, if you don't believe marriage is ordained of God as a wonderful picture of the gospel, then, my friend, we are divided. The issues are not necessarily political. They are moral. They are biblical. And yes, they spill over into politics. All the more, right-thinking Christians should engage in the public square. We must, for the sake of our children. It is our biblical duty. The Gospels record John the Baptist's confrontation of Herod's immorality. And as we know, Herod beheaded John for doing such. John knew it wouldn't end well, but he stood for what was right. Maybe some friends approached him and said, "We have other things to worry about. After all, our message isn't about politics, John." Or maybe they said, "Herod is an unbeliever, so how can we expect him to do anything else? It's not our job to judge." Nevertheless, Herod's immorality had grown to a point where John felt it necessary to lay it all on the line for what was right. John didn't confront Herod's lying or his cooperation with Rome for money. The catalyst was that Herod's sin had become so egregious that it was a bridge too far for John. He demanded better. It's no secret that every election season is now a very serious referendum on our nation's future. Not just existentially, but how we are going to live and the things our nation is going to tolerate and not tolerate. This is important to us as Christians because biblical believers must apply their worldview to all aspects of life. The redemptive mission of God applies to everything, including family, work, and yes, politics. In New York State, we have experienced several years of horrific, sinful, demonic leadership. Yes, I know that's strong, but New York Democrats almost all support a horrific platform. They affirm the murder of babies at all stages of pregnancy. They attack the biblical family, and they severely undercut law and order, among other things. The Democratic platform and almost every Democrat, whether overtly or passively, support tremendously unbiblical ideology. The Republican platform, while certainly not perfect, is much more in step with a Judeo-Christian ethic. If you claim Christ in your life, you have an obligation to vote, to engage, and to vote what most aligns to a biblical worldview. The party platforms could not be more opposed, and it could not be more obvious that one is markedly evil. There's no option for the biblical Christian, like John the Baptist, engage and demand moral leadership. Get out and vote.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.